What happened, Mr. White? I said, I ran into the bridge. Now the truck all tore up in a piece of the trailer. He said, it's just an accident, Mr. White. So some of this grace I don't take for granted. Because he didn't give me a citation. And he shared some story with me. He said, my dad been driving for 31 years, Mr. White, you know, and only had one accident. It's only one accident I had. He said, my dad only had one accident. He said, Mr. White, guess what he did? I said, what? He said, ran under a low bridge. So I don't know how you can equate this. You know what I mean? You got to go inside you to understand and say wherever you think this might come from. You know? But when he did that, I just backed up and just prayed and thanked God that I wasn't hurt. Well, I got a concussion and some stuff, but I ain't dead. You know what I mean? Because that kind of stuff can have your brain messed up. And you know, I got plenty of people around me. And see, one thing about the fellowship is being in here is that when you start meshing in with friendships, then you have people call you, see if you need something, all that different kind of stuff, because we make friendships. We put in the work. I tell you, the back of this pamphlet says that the way we react to people, places, and things can be negative or positive. Resentments change into acceptance. Because them resentments, it's hard for me to have a resentment with the level of acceptance I have in my life. Because I look at things for what they are. So the first thing I think about when something's going on, whatever's going on, is I think of the first step. Because it said right in the back of here that it changed or it says, what did it say? It says change what we feel when we think about whatever's going on. So now my thinking is connected to what we do with the steps, understanding that part I was telling you about, inventorying a situation or sharing it with somebody or looking at my defect of character and my shortcomings like the 6 and 7 talk about, making a mental list of some things, being able to say apologize for whatever it is and continuing to take a personal inventory on myself because I want to still get better. I ain't arrived. I don't know it all. Listen, I got people I go to, too. And even if I go to my sponsees, I want to hear what they know. Because sometimes people know stuff, but if you don't ask them, you won't know they know. So then I pray and meditate to improve my conscious kind of improve. I have to have something to improve. You can't improve nothing if you ain't got it. So improving my conscious contact. And as a result of the steps, that's the way stuff can happen in a situation. One situation, the 12 steps. So, you know, these traditions and these concepts, they go along. They not to be played with. You could try to use that fourth tradition if you want, with each group as autonomous, except the matters affecting other groups or any as a whole. And I'll say, is that what you coming with? Because 9 chances out of 10, when we doing something outside of the rim of what's going on and having newcomers be able to approach, you know what I was taught when I got here, that my job was to help make you feel a part of. What better way to make you feel a part of than when you first get here? To chair a meeting with no clean time? Would it be a secretary? I mean, I ain't gonna give you the money. You just got here. But we can find ways to get you to be a part of this fellowship because we want to stay connected. Because we stay connected, we stay protected, right? So when we keep doing that, when we get to the 12th tradition, and we start knowing about the equality, we start remembering that somebody gave this to us and it was given to them, it's real easy to give back and not be so self-obsessed or have a mind. Because the I must die for us to live. If it ain't the we, I don't know what you call it. But this is a fellowship. And the other thing is, this is a fellowship of men and women. And a lot of time, a lot of people don't want to hear how we violate traditions when we start separating and doing gender things. I'm big on that. I'm big on not doing men's raps, men's meetings, or none of that. Because we ain't a separate fellowship. So I don't believe in that. And I'm not saying that's how you got to do it. I'm just telling you my spirit and how I go about protecting myself and believing in the traditions that we have. So once again, thanks. I'm going to tell you this. It works if you work it. It works if you don't work it. It just won't be working for you. Thanks for allowing me to share.
I love you.
Love you more. Take that off. See my thing?
Yeah, I do.
You ain't break it, did you? I ain't paying for it.
Why not? Got all that money you got.
I ain't got no money.
Can I have Jamie up?
Thank you, I love you. Addict named Jamie. We do recover. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs. We all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative. Either go on as best as we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, non-religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
I'd like to thank everyone for participating in this meeting. Can you help me close it with the reversion of the Serenity Prayer? Let's hold a moment of silence. God, grant us the serenity
to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Next meeting in 10 minutes.